little different feeling coming in to this venue and walking off the field with a tie. I don't know if I've been in a situation where we ended up with a tie after a ball game. We've been in some overtime ball games, so it's a little different feeling. You know, bittersweet in a lot of ways. Really proud of where our guys battled on the road, not letting the circumstances dictate what they had to get done on the field, just continually fighting and making plays in crucial situations. Weren't able to make enough to get us a win, but we were able to keep ourselves in a position to get a win. Just couldn't make that one play that would have turned it in that fourth quarter to get us a win, or the overtime as well. Had a couple guys who suffered concussions, Xavier Rhodes and Joe Webb. So we'll have to see what happens with them over the course of the week. A.J. Jefferson left the game with a neck injury, so we'll have to evaluate that as the week goes on as well. But good job of fighting. Just weren't able to come up with the W.
Does it feel more like a win or a loss?
You know, we came here to win this game, believing we were going to win this game. So to walk off the field without a win, it's a different feeling. It's just a weird feeling.
Does it feel more like a loss just because you led by 16 earlier in the fourth, and does that make it feel more like a loss?
Like I said a moment ago, the fact that we came in expecting to win and not walking off with a win is just a different feeling.
So punting at the end of the regulation there, what was your thinking?
What was it? 9 seconds left. Let's get to overtime. Either run it or punt it. And it worked out fine.
Yeah. You talk about the running game today. I mean, you had two guys really going well. I mean, that certainly was a big positive for you guys.
It was. I mean, Adrian had a big day for us. Got his hands on the ball a lot, and then Toby comes in when Adrian got a little fatigued, and you know he did a terrific job. He does a great job every time he gets in the ball game. So to get our running game going the way we did, that was big. It was good for our team, our defense. The fact that they could, get some rest on the sidelines, where our offense controlled the clock with our run game. So it was good for our team.
What did you think of Greg Jennings' mindset? That drop there at the end, was costly, right?
His mindset was where it needed to be. I mean, he's putting himself in positions to make plays. I think we had one earlier where we went to him in a third down situation that he made a play similar to that. So I think his mindset was where it needed to be. We just couldn't come up with that play at that time.
Toward the end of regulation, there was an incomplete pass, and they reviewed it. What exactly were they reviewing?
That's a good question. That was my question to them. I don't think I've ever seen it. I haven't been in the league 30 years, but the play clock was down to 2 seconds. They run in, stop it. That was a clutch situation. I don't know how that happened. I was puzzled by that, really puzzled.
Maybe because of a possible tip on a pass interference, but there was no flag on the play before that.
I ruled it incomplete. I just... I'm at a loss on that one. They said they were reviewing it to see if his arm was going forward. I don't know.
Christian Ponder, of the type of game that we don't even have to ask you this week, who's going to start a quarterback? Can we finally put that to rest?
I'm so glad you didn't ask me that question. It's a good question. I'm glad you didn't ask that.
So that's yes. He's your guy. I mean, the way he played today, moving forward. At least
he played well. I mean, he played well.
Talk about Audie Cole and just how much he was flying around.
Yeah, I mean, Audie did a terrific job. I think they told me he finished with like 13 tackles. I didn't know his stats, but just seeing how active he was and how much in control he was of our defense, the way he orchestrated things throughout the day, and he had a great week of practice, the way he prepared. So. His performance was very, very good. And I think it helped our defense. I think our defense did a lot of good things today, and I think Audie had a lot to do with that.
It seemed like Rhodes, too, probably had his best game. Was it just him being more physical, or what was the key to it?
He's a long guy, and there were times today where his length really helped him. But he was more physical at the line of scrimmage. And I think he's growing as a rookie in our league. He's getting more experience, understanding things a little bit better. I can't say the game is slowing down for him yet. I mean, there's still some – some moments there, but it was without question his best game as far as, you know, getting his hands on balls and, you know, just not letting things get him flustered. He did a good job.
Did you guys want to press him more, or what led to playing him a little closer to the receivers?
Well, we've been doing it. We just haven't always had success over the course of the year. You know, it just today it worked out. It was good matchups for us, good matchup for him, and you know, he did what he does best. That's what he does best, you know, rolling up and playing press coverage.
Did you have a pre-spring plan in, you know, to play on the slot there? Your thoughts on having to do that?
You know, we're, as you know, Mark, we're so deep into our depth now. You know, when we were preparing for this ball game, knowing that Josh was down, and you know, with Marcus, you got to be careful how many snaps he gets, because he's going to wear down. He's our number one punt returner, so we're trying to figure out between Marcus, AJ, and Robert, how to divvy up those nickel snaps, which is a key part of your defense in today's NFL. And then we lose AJ early, so now you're down to Robert and Marcus in that rotation. And I thought Robert did a good job. It's not the best to have to match up with Nelson. He's a very good slot receiver, and you know, kind of got caught there in the fourth or overtime, maybe with a couple penalties. But I mean, that's kind of where we are. You know, you're trying to match as much as you can with the guys that we have that are standing up. And you know, I thought they did a good job.
He had that stop in overtime there, but then he had the holding. I think Greenway had the sack, and it's the holding. At that point, you're just thinking, it just seems like every time something good happens, something bad happens.
Yeah, but I mean, they fought throughout the ball game, and the one thing about our guys, they didn't let that, you know, keep them from standing up and making a play down in the red area. That was the good thing. I mean, to hold them to a field goal, to give our team a chance to come back and get a field goal to tie it. I mean, that's what you like to see.
Can you remember any tie you've had as a player or any level, any particular tie that you've ever had anywhere?
I can't remember walking off the field after a tie. You know, played in some overtime, coached some overtime games, but I can't remember. I can't remember an overtime where we left us with a tie. I can't remember. Maybe I did. Maybe I was at one.
Did you consider going for the free kick at the end of overtime?
We did, but where the ball was placed, you know, just wasn't a realistic option. So,
let's just to be clear, is Ponder going to start next week, or do you still need to figure that out?
Yeah, I don't know any reason why he wouldn't. I don't know if that'd be helping our football team for him not to start.
Elaborating the way he played, I mean, you know, you obviously had above average outing.
Yeah, you know, he did a great job of getting the ball to the right people. I don't think he had any turnovers today. Really composed, you know, ran the offense, was under control in every situation, did a good job of stepping up in the pocket when he needed to, staying on his reads, not just panicking in the pocket. Was much more in control of what needed to happen for our offense to be successful. And you know, he was very good when he was under center. He did a good job when he was in the gun, whether we were rolling him out or in drop back situations. So overall, without looking at the tape, it seems like he did everything that we wanted to do at the quarterback position. And he did a lot of good things.
Could you see if whether Cordero could have caught that ball? I don't know if it was tipped right before it got to him. Or
yeah, the one in overtime. Boy, it was so close. Couldn't tell if someone got their hand on it. I know he double caught it, but I couldn't tell if someone tipped it or not. You know, so close to getting it done. But you know, I had to see the tape to see if anybody touched it or not. All right, thank you.